Gordon asks, am I correct to interpret Scripture to be saying that stewardship isn't just for flashy jobs like evangelists and preachers, but also stewardship of our basic blessings that God gives us?
That's a good description. I think the understanding there you have is essentially correct. In its most basic sense, a steward was someone placed in charge of something by his master. The expectation is that a steward would take care of those things placed under his care to make sure they're used in the most effective way for the benefit of one to whom they ultimately belong. Now, as believers, we've been given a stewardship by Christ. It involves the spiritual gifts we've been given, as well as the natural talents and abilities, and the material blessings that he's bestowed on us. The specific stewardship varies from person to person. I think the key verse in it all is 1 Corinthians 4:2, where it says, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. We all have a stewardship, and someday we'll be required to stand before the Lord and give an account of what we have done with those gifts, abilities, resources, and opportunities. Now, in the same context, Paul also issues a warning to each of us. Don't go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things in the darkness and disclose the motives of the human heart. Now, I see that as a reminder to avoid passing judgment too hastily on someone else, especially when it comes to questioning their use of their resources or their motives for doing so. God's going to sort all that out at the proper time. We're responsible for what he's given us.
We're calling this conversation The Land and the Book. We get together every week right here, and on this segment, we're entertaining your questions about the Bible, prophecy, the Middle East, and they're welcome anytime via email at thelandandthebook@moody.edu.